One of the criminal justice programs getting more attention these days is what's known as restorative justice. Melanie Snyder is one of its most enthusiastic practitioners. She spoke to a group of prison ministry volunteers last week in Madison as part of a book tour she's on to publicize the work of one of restorative justice's early pioneers, Marie Hamilton of Pennsylvania.
Marie believed in giving people opportunities to show their better selves. She helped people who were incarcerated to find the good in themselves and to bring that to the surface.
Snyder herself works with juvenile offenders now in a program that brings young offenders and their victims together in mediation sessions where they can reach a joint decision on how best to mend the damage the offender has caused. She says these sessions ask both parties tough questions about who should be held accountable.
Our initial gut reaction might be, well, the offender, of course. But perhaps there are systemic, deep-rooted things going on in the community that really need to be addressed to prevent continuing cycles of abuse.
The most active restorative justice program in Wisconsin is run by former state Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske at Marquette University. Snyder urged supporters of the approach to lobby their state legislators to expand such programs. Research on the Marquette program has found it leads to a substantial drop in recidivism for offenders who take part in it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.